Hello and thank you for listening to episode 152 of 60 Minutes With. I'm Dave and this is another of our Soundcheck interview shows, and in this one I get to chat with Mo Royce Peterson from the great band Tragedy, an all-metal tribute to the Bee Gees and beyond. Now I'm going to release this show on the day that I'm recording this intro and the outro, which is Thursday the 21st of February, because on Friday the 22nd of February, hopefully you can hear this in time, Tragedy start their world tour. February the 22nd, they're in Bristol in the UK. The dates of this tour, of course, will be on the podcast notes on our website. I'll give you the details of the website at the end, but surely you know that by now. When I talked to Mo, it was great. I talked to him again as I record here. It was yesterday. He had to get up the next day at 5 a.m. to fly across to here in the UK. So kudos to him for coming on the show, because he'd got a hell of a lot to do, but he still gave time to come on and have a chat. As well as the tour as well, they've got the new album, Tragedy Goes to the Movies. I've been playing it for quite a while now, and it is so good. It's a fun, loud, rock/disco/everything album that you cannot help but tap your feet to. And listen, when I talk to Mo as well, I tell him what Tina said when I showed her videos of the band, when I played her songs that were on the album. Just wait for that, because needless to say, she liked it a lot too. I'm going to start off the show with the first single from this album, and it's Aquarius/Let the Sun Shine In, and it is so good. It gives you a good flavour of what this album's like. So sit back, relax, and get ready for this tune to just wash all over you.
Thank you.
Okay, with me now, as you probably heard already at the beginning of the show, it's Mo Royce from Tragedy, an all-metal tribute to the Bee Gees and beyond. Mo, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hey, my pleasure. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good. It's going good. Not as good as you. New album out. Will tour start in, what, 2 days from now as we record?
That's right. It kicks off in Bristol on Friday.
Whoa, obviously looking forward to it. Big trip over to the UK then, yeah?
Yeah, you know, we like to do a national tour of the UK every year, and then come over for the festival season usually too in the summer.
Yeah.
And after this, we go to Belgium and France and Germany and Netherlands, God. and then back home to the USA.
Yeah. What's the best bit about being on tour? I mean, there's got to be some good bits and some bad bits, obviously. What's the good and bad about being on the road?
My favorite part of the day, every day, is taking the stage and just seeing audiences filled with joy, with bliss. You know, there's nothing like that. You know, it's fun being on the road with the guys too.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, for all of us, I think it's all about the performance each night.
Yeah, and you're saying, you know, you love seeing the looks of joy on the people in the crowd. I mean, it's no wonder. I mean, you put on a hell of a show. You really do put on a hell of a show, don't you? So it's no wonder you've got those big smiles of the people looking at you.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not enjoy a tragedy show? I mean, you don't even have to listen to it. You just look at us and we're just so sparkly and gorgeous.
I was showing my other half, Tina, videos of you today because she'd never seen you before. And this is her words now. She's just fallen in love with you now. That's it. You've got a huge new fan with her. She's totally.
I know. You know. You get to go home with her, but she's going to be thinking about us.
Well, you know what? She wants to come and see you in Wolverhampton as well, so I'd better watch out, you know.
That happens. It happens to, you know, men and women alike. I mean, you'll come see us and then you'll go home thinking about us.
Well, yeah, no, it wouldn't surprise me at all. It really wouldn't. For anybody listening to this and doesn't know about the band, can you give us just a little bit of history of how you got together and tell us what you can about Tragedy?
Sure. Well, we started off as just kind of really just an idea. Like, hey, what if we did heavy metal versions of Bee Gees songs? Yeah, that'd be funny. That would be ironic and, you know, just really the idea. And we got asked by a promoter to do some support shows before we even had a band. Mm-hmm. It's like, what can you guys come up with? Something fun for, you know, these shows at Irving Plaza in New York City. And we came up with this idea and, you know, thinking it would just be kind of a goof. And then we started working on the music and it was like, whoa, this sounds really amazing. And there was just some magic in there working on the music. And then the first time we set foot on stage, it was instantaneous too. You know, there's something about this crazy idea that really, you know, it has a magic sauce and it really resonates with people.
Oh, yeah. And the arrangements that you put together on these songs, you put your own particular twist on them. It's brilliant. You know, the songs are obviously recognizable, but then you've got your own flavor with it as well.
Yeah. You know, we always try to keep the melodies and the lyrics the same.
Mm-hmm.
So the lead vocal melody. And then everything else is up for grabs. But you know, I've heard, especially with metal covers where they might take a lyric from the original and just totally change the melody and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And to me that doesn't really, I mean, it can be cool and can be creative, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't keep the core, you know, the core meaning or the core beauty of the original song. Mm-hmm. So we always try to do that. But then anything else, I mean, we might sing it really high. We're definitely going to sing it really hard.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're going to have a blazing metal arrangement around it too.
Oh, and it all comes together perfectly. It's, you know, your songs and your shows, you can't help. There's nobody going to be standing still, that's for sure.
Everybody has a good time.
Yeah. And the show as well. I mean, you've got the look. How did like, you know, all the clothes that you wear, how did that come together?
We're pretty much born this way. Yeah. We were born into a sparkly world. You know, some of us were like in like glam rock bands before this. Mm-hmm. And so I have like a pretty amazing closet full of clothing. And the nice thing about it is that, you know, it's very stretchy. Right. So everyone can see our beautiful bulges. But also, like, I probably have 1,000 outfits just in a small box.
Yeah.
Because they're very, very small and they wrap up real nice and then they stretch when you pull them out.
That makes sense for touring, doesn't it? Just keep the luggage as small as you can.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's talk about this new album, Tragedy Goes to the Movies. I've been playing it all day today. I love it. I love it. Fame is absolutely incredible. Summer Nights, brilliant. I mean, I could go through them all, but there's one, and I've got to thank you so much for doing this. Skyfall, because I don't know about you, but I'm going to say me and Tina, we are not fans of Adele, and we think she kills that song at the beginning of the movie. And we've been listening to this and we were going, oh my God, if only this was the version at the beginning of the movie, it would be so much better. It is so, so good. So, I mean, congratulations on the whole album, but I mean, just those few straight off the bat are just absolutely incredible.
You know, Skyfall was the last addition to the album.
Wow.
You know, we were thinking it'd be good to have something from a Bond film. And you know, going through kind of a lot of the older classic songs, and they're cool, but they don't have a lot to them necessarily. Yeah. You know, so I think I'd probably heard Skyfall a few years ago, you know, Adele's version. I never seen the film. And I listened to it and I was like, just immediately like, oh my God, we have to do this. And then there was some discussion in the band, like, can we do an Adele song? Like, is that even right? I mean, we try to, you know, stick to the, like, you know, 70s and 80s, or at least like, you know, some disco or some yeah. disco element. But then we're just like, oh my God, we have to do this. And then I watched the film and the intro to that film with the song and the animation. It's just, it took my breath away. And it was actually very, very much inspired by the whole feeling was really inspired by the movie, at least that part of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that intro is just like, it takes your breath away.
Oh, yeah. That title sequence is incredible. It's just,
yeah.
Unfortunately, it was my least favorite Bond theme. But until now, you've just made it. If I'm going to watch the film again, I will play your song over the opening titles instead. It'll make it much better.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
We should pretty much get them to replace the Adele version with ours for the film. It really, really captures the vibe.
It does. It does.
In fact, we're releasing a video for that this week.
Just
completed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God, I cannot wait then. Oh, I'm so glad because it is one of my favorites on the album. How did you go about picking the songs as well? I mean, obviously, Tragedy Goes to the Movies. You've got a hell of a lot of movies to pick from. How did you whittle it down?
Well, it was really song dependent. I mean, a lot of times, I mean, kind of going through the big movies of the day, you know, we usually try to reference stuff from the 70s and early 80s, kind of when disco was alive and the early days of metal, and there's that tension between, you know, like hard rock and disco and everything. So we, you know, always kind of, that's where we first looked to stuff. And we've done a couple songs from Greece before, so we thought, oh man, we should do another song from Greece. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
And then I'd kind of forgotten about Fame, but came across that and I was like, oh my God, this is like a disco metal song already.
Oh yeah, that fits perfectly.
Yeah, but we made it nice and heavy.
Yeah.
And then some songs, you know, wanted to do some Bee Gees, and of course the Bee Gees were in the Sgt. Pepper movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then just kind of the Bee Gees didn't perform it for the movie, but fell in love with Earth, Wind and Fire's version of Gotta Get You Into My Life. And then it's some songs, it was like, man, I'd love to do this song. I'm sure it was in a movie.
And there's some that, you know, are so iconic as well. 9 to 5. I mean, surely everybody knows 9 to 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Are there any that you wanted to do and then for whatever reason you couldn't?
Yeah, there always are.
Yeah.
We were thinking of doing, actually started work on Captain and Tennille, Love Will Keep Us Together.
Oh, yes.
And just kind of ran out of time. Like, wanted to focus on perfecting kind of what we had in the works already.
Yeah.
So that one, I think that'll be on a future album.
Oh, excellent.
And there's always trial and error. I can't remember what songs right now didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's always some, and then some of them find their way eventually.
Oh well, because I was going to ask, you know, is this the beginning of, you know, what could be a few of movie songs going forward as well?
I know it could be a whole movie series. You
it
know?
Could
that
be.
Next is Tragedy Goes the Movies too.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you know, the sequel.
Exactly, it's the right way to go with movies, isn't it? There's got to be sequels, yeah. And you know, and reboots and everything to do with it. Yeah, that would be perfect. So I said you've got your tour that begins in a couple of days, and you're starting off at Bristol, and so you're going to, you know, the UK and across Europe. I mean, for obviously for everybody listening, all of the dates I'll put on our website on the notes for this episode. And again, I've got my fingers crossed so hard that we can get to Wolverhampton to see you guys, because again, if for anybody listening, if you haven't seen Tragedy, you're guaranteed an amazing show. I mean, that's a given straight off the bat. I can safely say that. I mean, it must exhaust you every night.
Yeah. Yeah. We leave it all on the stage, put everything into it every night. You know, we sing real hard and so got to take care of our voices all the time. It's grueling, but you know, you get into shape doing it and you never want to stop.
Are there any places that you haven't been yet that you'd like to go on tour?
Oh yeah. I'd love to take a tour of people's homes in the UK. You know, we've been touring over there for like 10 years now, and I realize that like I never see what a house is like, or an apartment. It's just like venue, travelodge, venue, travelodge, airport, bye.
Oh my God. Well, here you go then. On your way from York on February the 26th to Wolverhampton on the 27th, we live in the middle of those two in North Wales. Come round, it'll be fine.
All right. Yeah. Hey, we got another tour date.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, Mo, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm going to play a couple of songs as I do on these shows. Are there a couple of songs that you would recommend that I play? What would you like played on this show?
Oh, man, I love them all. That's such a hard question. You know, we just put everything we had into this record. But, you know, the first two singles are Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In,
yeah,
and Skyfall. But then, you know, everything is just gold.
It is.
In my heart, anyway. 9 to 5 is so fun and funny, and Without You is kind of a, we take kind of a serious turn, but that's very precious to me too. But and Fame is awesome. Oh. Fame was, yeah, just play anything, I love it all.
That's good. And I would implore everybody to subscribe to your YouTube channel as well, because your videos are just so entertaining.
Nice, thank you.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the Skyfall video, that's for sure. Well, Mo, like I said, hopefully, if the office here, like I said, just call on in on your way to Wolverhampton, and then hopefully we'll see you there live and in person and having a great gig too.
That's awesome.
All right.
Cheers, man.
Thanks again, Mo. Safe travels as well.
Okay. Thank you.
And the alarm bell, as always, brings to an end another show. I had fun doing that, as you can hopefully tell. And the tour's going to be fun as well. You just need to look at the videos of this band and know that any show that you go to is going to be fun. So I said at the beginning, the dates of what Tragedy are going to do are going to be on our website, that is 60minuteswith.co.uk. There is a contact us form on there, or you can email us direct, which is contact@60minuteswith.co.uk. We're on Twitter and Instagram, both at 60minuteswith. The Twitter, we're gearing up this year as well. We've just finished one of our competitions, the first one of the year. Tomorrow, again, as of date of recording, hopefully you listen to this in time, you can join in. We've got 3 DVDs to give away. Next week, we're going to start a competition. We're going to be giving away some Blu-rays. And the Instagram, of course, is just full of weird and wonderful things, including daily posts on our stories section of podcast mascot Bodhi. I know, you want to see him, you've got to follow us on our Instagram. So thank you for listening to this. I'm going to end the show. And you heard me talk about it in the interview with Mo. This is so good. And like I said to him when I was talking to him, when you watch Skyfall, forget Adele. Just put it on mute and put this on instead. Very loud.